This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, NREL, officially has a new name. It'll now be known as the National Laboratory of the Rockies. The Department of Energy said the name change is because the federal government is, quote, no longer picking and choosing energy sources and will now focus on all affordable energy, not just renewables. In Aurora, voters flipped control of the city council. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports the new council was sworn in this week.
Aurora voters unseated three Republican council members, including one who gained national attention from President Trump and conservative media. A set of progressive and left-leaning leaders took office Monday night. Self-described leftist Allison Coombs was already on the council.
It's a sea change for Aurora. It was hard to imagine that we were going to win all of the seats, given results in past years.
Coombs said conservatives turned off voters by bringing negative attention to the city over the international gang Trend Aragua. Progressive members have named priorities like police accountability and infrastructure development. One big question is how they'll handle their relationship with Mayor Mike Kaufman, a Republican. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Along the central Front Range, including Denver, a storm that moves in late tonight will drop between 1 to 3 inches of snow. In the high country, up to 7 inches could fall in some places, and the snow there could start falling this morning. This is CPR News.